For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hour 5 with us this morning from Haitian Women of Miami. We have the founder, Marlene Bastien. Good always to speak to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you so very much. How are you doing?
The political climate in this country has changed. The other day, the Trump administration announced that they're going to be scrutinizing Haitians here in the U.S. about TPS, or what we call temporary protective status, with the goal of the Trump administration is to deport them back to Haiti. And you have a march for the renewal of TPS, and it's going to take place this Saturday.
Thank you so much, Rodney, for your leadership and support of all of our events and activities in this community. We appreciate you. As you know, 50,000 Haitians are facing deportation to Haiti if TPS is not renewed.
And that's 50,000 Haitians that are here right now are facing deportation. And you're going to get some assistance from other organizations.
So many organizations, including labor, faith, professional organizations, community organizations, are getting together for this march, Saturday, May 13th at 10 a.m. in front of INS, which is located at 8801 Northwest 7th Avenue, encouraging and urging everyone to come out, families to come out in support of all these Haitian families who have been living in the U.S. for an average of 7 to 15 years, who have, you know, built homes, they built businesses, hired people, and making their lives here after the earthquake and even before the earthquake to support them to stay here and continue to raise their family in this country.
Ms. Bastien, this march is much greater than those for Haitians because other immigrant groups will probably be targeted as well for deportation.
Indeed. So the Haitians TPS is due for renewal July 22nd, 2017, and then comes the Salvadorans due in January, and then Hondurans also due in March. So Haiti, Rodney, is attacked by what the Trump administration does in regards to TPS for Haitians. We'll know how he will act toward the Salvadorans and the Hondurans. That is why we are appealing to the greater community at large, including these groups, to come out in support, because Haitian TPS is a test for everyone else.
And again, Ms. Bastien, it's very important that our community come out and support the Haitians for TPS, as well as you mentioned, they are first. Next will be the Salvadorans, then the Hondurans, and then what any other group that they want to deport. This march is going to take place in front of the Immigration and Naturalization's location in Miami. And what's that address?
8801 Northwest 7th Ave. You can go directly there, or you can come to our agency on 100 Northeast 84th Street at Saturday at 9 a.m. because the march will start at 10, and we will bus you there. But it's so close to you can get there easily. Contact us. You can call 305-756-8050, 305-756-8050.
And would you suggest that people bring their own signs to protect Haitian TPS status, as well as those next groups, the Salvadorans and the Guatemalans?
We will provide signs, but homemade signs, as you know, are usually the best.
And write those letters real big on those signs as well. And since it may be hot out there, you provide water and also restroom facilities.
As usual, our events have always been safe since 1981. We haven't had any issues. We will have refreshment. We'll have water, everything to make the families comfortable, to bring the children, because there will be so many children, U.S.-born children, elementary, high school, colleges, you know, impacted by this. So bring the families in support.
Much success on Saturday. With us this morning, we have the founder of FAM, Haitian Women Miami. It's the March for TPS Renewal for Haitians. And other groups are also going to be targeted. It's going to be at 8801 Northwest 7th Avenue starting at 10 a.m. Marlene, thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday morning.
Thank you for your leadership, Rodney. Thank you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.